In the Sicha on Hazinu, the Rebbe starts off in Sif Aleph by explaining that Birchas HaTorah is different than Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvahs like other Birchas HaMitzvahs. So we see in the Sicha, the Rebbe explains three possible svaris that you would be able to say in Birchas HaTorah. And the Rebbe addresses each of them in various parts of the beginning of the Sicha. One way is to learn that it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, like other Birchas HaMitzvahs, which is like a Birchas HaShvach, giving a bracha to the Eibishter and praising the Eibishter on that he gave us this mitzvah, Asher Kitshanu b'mitzvaysav, and that he gave us the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, like we make a bracha on other mitzvahs. Another way, a second way, is that it's a Birchas Hananin. Just like you make a bracha on Al Hanois, Torah is also Hana. When a person learns Torah and he understands that he has enough from the Inyan in Torah that he understood, and he makes a Birchas Hananin. And like the Rebbe will explain further in the Sicha, that that's the Shitas Halavush. The third way, the way that the Rebbe learns in the Sicha, is that it's neither Birchas HaMitzvahs nor Birchas Hananin. It's a bracha on Etzem Limud HaTorah, as the Lashon. It's a bracha expressing our simcha on the fact that we got the Torah. Birchas Hananin would be a bracha on this hana that I get from this specific learning. The way the Rebbe is learning, it's a bracha on the general inyan. Before I learn Torah, I'm expressing my simcha, like the Lashenis and the Sicha that we'll see, on the fact that we got the Torah. The Rebbe asks a number of questions in the Sicha on the Svara to say that it's a Birchas Hananin, like we'll see. And the Rebbe is medayik at the beginning of the Sicha, like we'll get to in a minute, that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvahs like other Birchas HaMitzvahs. The truth is there's a fourth Svara. There's a fourth Eifen in the Griz al-Harambam in Hilchis Brachis. He brings B'Shem his father, B'Shem Rab Chaim, that the din of Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvahs. He says, "Do din b'fnei atzmei de Torah bracha bay bracha im kein ein zadin sheshayich laMitzvah klar rak da Torah atzmatuna bracha." Similar aces. He's saying the bracha is mitzad the etzem haTorah, and he's using this to answer the question why women make Birchas HaTorah, even though they don't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, since there's a gzeiras hakasuv that Torah requires a bracha. If they're learning Torah, it requires a bracha. This svara is not the svara that the Rebbe is saying in the Sicha. This is a totally different hasbara. The Rebbe's eifen, the beer that the Rebbe is saying, is it's also a bracha of thanking the Eibishter. It's al derech ha-birchis ha-shvach, and that's why the Rebbe says it's al derech birchis hanen. In the Sicha, the bracha, the eifin that the Rebbe explains, the Rebbe calls it al derech birchas hananin. Just like there's a birchas hamitzvahs being meshabeich, the Eibishter forgiving a mitzvah, there's a bracha thanking the Eibishter for hana, there's a bracha al derech thanking the Eibishter, and it's for the simcha that we have about the fact that we got the Torah. The beer in the Rab Chaim is that the bracha is none of those. It's a gzeiras hakasuf kishem avaya ekra havu gedel alekeinu, that Torah requires a bracha. Not that we're giving a bracha because we're thanking the Eibishter for something. It's a din in Torah that Torah requires a bracha lefana. And therefore it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Torah or anything else. In the Farbrengen, where the Rebbe, which the Sicha comes from, so there the Rebbe does address this svara. Doesn't bring it with a name, the Rebbe brings it B'Shem Achreinim, but is L'Chaira clear in the Shavuos Fabreng in Tavshin Lamed that the Rebbe is speaking over there about this svara. He brings the different biurim of Achreinim, and he brings that one of the svaras in Achreinim the Rebbe brings is this similar lashon, that they say that the bracha is as nashim zani mechuyev. Then achreinim mevar. versteht nach Reifer, was Naschem Avrachim, es ist ein Ingen Miyuchat Belimit HaTeira, als wenn Norma lernt Teira, darf das gelernt werden, als der Akdamas Bracha, warum die Gemara sagt, mein Ein Lebrechs HaTeira, lefanam in HaTeira, schnämmer Kishema, vay Ekra, wo geht der Lekenu. Lernt uns der Pasek, als Limit HaTeira, darf ständig sein, verbunden mit der Bracha. So there, the Rebbe is clearly Lachaira bringing that Svara that the Gris brings B'Shem Rab Chaim. I don't know if it says it somewhere else. The Rebbe over there asks on that Svara, that according to that Svara, V'alkidavt eis komen as yeder mal, V'anashim lein in Teira zon zidaf machan abracha. If the word is that Teira is Mechayiv abracha, that from Kishem Hashem Ekra V'ugedil alekeinu, we learn Akzeiras HaKosov, that Teira necessitates abracha beforehand, so then every time you learn Teira, there's a Chiyiv bracha mitzat Kishem Havai Ekra V'ugedil alekeinu. Then you don't have the explanations and the exemptions of why you shouldn't need it later on. Masheikin, the beer of the Rebbe is a different beer. It's similar to other brachas. And b'meila, it'll follow the rules of when things are not considered a hefsek between the bracha and like the arichas and the sicha with the guidelines by tefillin and the guidelines by brachas hatera. And therefore, is mitzadechiyav of limud hatera. The rest of the day is not considered a hefsek. Now, in the sicha, the Rebbe brings this three way. The Rebbe addresses the three svaras, which is berachas hamitzvahs, berachas hanenin, and bracha al etzem hatera. Berachas hamitzvahs, the Rebbe starts off the sicha seemingly by saying that it's not a berachas hamitzvahs, and that it can't be a berachas hamitzvahs. It's mashma that it's not a berachas hamitzvahs. It's different than berachas hamitzvahs. And the lashon is mizashi yesh limud miyuchad b'negei leberachas hatera av shelach eira nichlelas ibazashem evarchen al kol hamitzvahs mashma de birchas hatera zu shayne mi birchas hamitzvahs. The yisai, the first yisai that the Rebbe brings in the sicha, and afterwards the Rebbe brings a yisai from the lashon of the Alter Rebbe. Seemingly, this is what it looks like: is the fact that it has its own limud. What does it need its own limud? You make a berachas hamitzvahs on all mitzvahs. Why do you need its own limud? It's mashma that this is different than berachas hamitzvahs, and that's why it needs its own unique makir from Kishem Hashem Ekra. And that's why in the Ha'ara 4 with the star, the Rebbe says that in Yishalmi brachas, it says that berachas hamitzvahs is learned from berachas hatera, and then seemingly I wouldn't have this makir. In Ha'ara 2, the Rebbe brings the Ramban, that the Ramban says that it's the Raisa, it counts to the Minyan HaMitzvahs. He brings the Achreinim, that bring a Raya from the Gemara, that it's Midei Raisa. But the Gemara says, Amah of the Haras, like the Rebbe brings in a later Hara. And brings the Rishenim that hold that. And in the end of Ha'ara 2, the second paragraph, the Rebbe says, Avol Gamim Neima, the Limud Hanal Rakas Machtahi. So these Rishenim, these Achreinim learn that it's a mitzvah sasim min ha-teira. So this limud kishem Hashem ekra is a limud gomer. But even if you say this limud is only an asmachta, like it says in the Megillah Esther and the Tzlach and the Shagasayah Bidasa Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't count as a minyan mitzvah, so they learned that the Rambam learns it's only midrabanan, and that the pasuk is just an asmachta. Mistaber shehi bracha al etzem limud ha-teira kibifnim uchidivri admarazakim lekamah. Says the Rebbe, seemingly in this paragraph, even according to the dais that explained that it's a that the rabbanon, it's not a mitzvah min ha-teira, still is mistaber loymar that this mitzvah the rabbanon is different than birchas hamitzvahs. Not only though, if you say it's a deraisa, then for sure we have a makir that it's different than birchas hamitzvahs. It's a geder b'fnei atzmei. But even if you learn that it's derabbanon, still it's mistaber loymar. And when you read it bepashta, why is it mistaber? Possibly you'll tell me the reason is because of the divrei admor hazaken. That's the hemshech uch divrei admor hazaken lekamon. Bashkofer Rishena seems very difficult to understand this Ha'ara. Again, sounds like the Rebbe is saying, Meila, if it were according to the dais, that it's Minat Teira. So what do you need a separate part? That this Limud Kishem Hashem Ekra Havugedl is a Limud Minat Teira. Why do I need a separate Limud Minat Teira for Berachas HaTeira? Must be because it's different than Berachas HaMitzvahs.
So you see clear, then it's for sure it's different than Berachas HaMitzvos. Even if it's the Rabbanon, but it's still Mistaber Loimer that it's a different gather than Berachas HaMitzvos. Why, if it's Minatera, is that a basis to say that the Chiyuv of Berachas HaTera is different than the Chiyuv of other Berachas HaMitzvos? Because why does it need to be learned from its own Pasuk? And if it's a Derabbanan, why don't I have the exact same Raya? Sof kol sof, if it's an Asmachta, why did Derabbanan have to be Asmechu HaAkra? Why did Derabbanan have to make an Asmachta from a Pasuk Bifnei Atzma and not included in whatever is the Derabbanan, the reason or mucker for all Birchus HaMitzvahs? Is L'cheira the same Raya that it's a different gather, it's different than other Berachas HaMitzvahs? Why does the Rebbe seem to say that if it's the Rabbanan, then the Raya is Shvacher, and nevertheless it's still Mistaber Leimer? And the question seems to be much more. If we look in Ha'ara 6, so the Rebbe says, despite this Raya, that in the Pnim of the Sikha, the Rebbe calls it a Mashma, in Ara 6, Rabbi says, despite this mashmos, and in the Hemshech, the Rabbi brings the other basis for that, from the Alter Rebbe's Lashon, etc. He says, even though it's mashma like that, Aval Einay Muchrach, says the Rabbi in Ara 6. It's not a hech, you could argue on it. You could ferem for it. Two ways. Ki yesh leimar, alef lefi shehi dei raisa. The reason why it's not included in other Birchas HaMitzvahs, if Birchas HaTeira is min HaTeira, then it needs its own pasuk, then it can't be nichal on Birchas HaMitzvahs, because Birchas HaMitzvahs are other mitzvahs are just the Rabbanon. So there's no raya that begidra, that in what the bracha is, it's different than other mitzvahs, from the fact that it needs its own pasuk, because it needs its own pasuk even if it's the same gather, the same teichin as other Birchas HaMitzvahs, because of the fact that it couldn't be included with them since they're the Rabbanan and it's their rice. The base, as the Rabbi, Gamla Deis David Rabbanan Kemesha Birchas HaMitzvahs, even according to the Deis that says the Rabbanan, it's still not a raya that it's a different gather than other Birchas HaMitzvahs. Because you could say, Ach smechu ha'akra miyuchat kishayni teira shehi mitzvah b'dibur, v'einei deim b'lashar mitzvah shehim b'maisa. And like the Rebbe elaborates on this in the Hemshech of the Ha'ara, which means even if it's similar to other Birchas HaMitzvahs, and the fact that it's the Rabbanan, nevertheless, I would still be able to far and explain why the Rabbanan were asmechuhu akra b'fnei atzma, why the Rabbanan put it on its own pasuk, gave it its own pasuk, because it couldn't be included in other Birchas HaMitzvahs because of the fact that it's on a mitzvah shebediba, right? That's the tarif of Ara 6, seemingly. So, just Pirush HaMilas, the Taich of this Ara says, if it's Dei Raisa, then it's easy, according to those Shittas that it's Dei Raisa, it's clear to see that it's not Muchrach, that Birchas HaTeira is different from other Birchas HaMitzvahs. Even if it's the Rabbanan, you could still farenfer why it's not different, because the reason for the Asmechua, the Akra, is because it's a mitzvah shebedibur. Hastas. That if it's the Rabbanan, then the mashmos is stronger. If it's the Rabbanan, then there's more of a reason to say that it's different than Birchas HaMitzvahs from the fact that it has its own pasuk. If it's the Raisa, then it's simple. The fact that it's the Raisa, Mela Hastunish Kin Hechrech, that it's different than other Birchas HaMitzvahs. So again, in Ha'ara 6, it seems to say clearly that if it's Drabbanan, then the Raya is stronger. And if it's Drabbanan, I need to work harder to show why it's Akalpanim Nishmuchrach. Even in and over here, in this second paragraph, in Ha'ara 2, the Rabbi seems to say, the Raya is if it's Deiraisa. The mashmos is if it's deraisa. But even if it's drabonon, still it's mistaber leimer. Kilo, if it's drabonon, habach nish di mashmos. Seems to be two opposite haras. Is the raya mainly if birchas atera is deraisa, or the raya is mainly if birchas atera is drabonon? In Haara 2, it seems to say the raya is mainly of Berchas Ateiras Deiraisa, and nevertheless, even if it's Drabanan, still you could say it's Mistabra Leimer. In Haara 6, it says, if it's Deiraisa, it's for sure not Mukhruch, it's for sure not a raya, and even if it's Drabanan, I can find for why it's not a raya. I think it's a simple question of that. It doesn't seem to go together. So one possibility is, maybe this is one way to understand the looking for the Pashta Taich and these Ha'aris. One possibility is, the Rabbi says, a basis. Yeah, the Yisoid and the beginning of the Sicha, and the basis of the Sicha is the fact that Berachas HaTeira has a Limud Miyuchad, and then the Rebbe goes and says, what's the difference? The Birchas HaTeira is a Haidol, is a Bracha al Etzem Limud HaTeira, and he says a few bases for this. One basis is Kedemash Magam B'Shinui Haloshin, that a Birchas HaTeira is not a Shekichonu Mitzvah Sivonu, it's a Shebachar Banu, V'harivna. And the second is from the Lashon of the Alter Rebbe. That's the gist of it. So the way you learn B'Pashtus is the fact that it has a Pasuk B'Fnei Atzmai is merely our basis for saying that it's different than Birchas HaTeira. What is it? Now I have to find the difference. What is the difference? The difference could be any difference. I'm sorry, from the fact that it has a limud b'fnei atzmo shows that it's different from Birchas HaMitzvos. In what way is it different? So we saw already a few possibilities and what the difference is. It could be a Birchas HaNenin. It could be a Birchas HaShvach. It could be a Brach on the Teira Atzmo. There's various possibilities and what the difference is, because there's different options for what the difference, but all that we see from the fact that it's a limud miyuchad is that it's different than Birchas HaMitzvos. Or maybe the pshat is a little bit different, because then we have to, it sounds like we're just groping in the darkness to find a different, to find a gather, but what's the basis for the gather? Maybe no, the pshat is, yeah, there's a limud b'fnei atzma. It's not included in other Birchas HaMitzvahs, so we see it's different than Birchas HaMitzvahs. So therefore, we have to define this chiyuv of Birchas HaTeira based on the limud. The limud is kishem avaya ekra havu gedel aleikenu. It's not included in other Birchas HaMitzvahs. From that I see the teichin of the chiyuv is the way you would teach this drasha b'pashtus. The drasha pushes us to say, as the bracha is, val kishem avaya ekra. Valach learn teira, the etzim learning teira is mechay of the bracha, not the mitzvah of learning a teira. Could be that itself could support any of the three ways, but it's the teichin of the drasha that is also the yisoid of how we're magdir the chiyuv. The teichen of the limud, birchas ha-teira, shenem ha-kishem ha-vayakra v'ged l'alekeinu, that gives us the hagdara that the bracha is more close, directly connected with limud ha-teira than other birchas ha-mitzvahs. So then the Rabbi says, and that's what we see also, In a few other ways, we see it also in the Shinei HaLashon, the Birchas HaTeira, and we see it also in the Lashon of the Alter Rebbe, v'chu. But the Yeshleimer, the Chiluk is a Milchatchila, even when the Rebbe starts saying the Chiluk is based on, because the fact that we have a Limud B'fnei Atzmo tells us that it's different, but it gives us also the key in how to be magda the difference. because the lashon of the drasha seems to be describing a bracha on etzem atera. And like I showed you, that in the Rav Chaim learns, the bracha is connected. Also, he says it a whole different eifin, like I explained to you before, that the bracha is on the etzem atera, but its basis is only from the drasha. The fact that it's kishem avay, so the drasha of the chazal tells you it's a bracha connected with etzem atera, and that's why he emphasizes why nashim are mechuyev. So it could be right over here is Nichol, this paragraph, both of these steps. That I see it's a different than Birchas HaMitzvahs. And b'meila, da'afach uptaych in the drasha kipshutei, a narrower interpretation that it's a bracha on etzem atera, which the Rebbe explains it in this way, that it's a bracha on the simcha of Kabbalah Satera. B'meila, is that Svei Inyanim? In Ha'ara 6, the Rebbe is addressing if the fact that it's not nichlal in Birchas HaMitzvahs, which that's what Ha'ara 6 is going on, is mash ma'af shalachir nechlalusi bazesh mevarchin al kol ha'mitzvahs, is that that's the mashmos, that it's different than Birchas HaMitzvahs, and that the Rebbe says that raya is more, if it's a deraisa, then it couldn't be nichlal in the mitzvahs. So then, It had to have its own mocker, because it's a mitzvah min atera. Even if it's a drabanan, so then it's all the birchas a mitzvah drabanan. Why did they have to be asmechua and a krav for itself? I could still have a reason why asmechua a krav for itself. In Ha'ara 2, the Rebbe is addressing. But once I say that it's separate from all the mitzvahs, that they're taka, it's not muchrach, it's mashma, and the mashmos is stronger if it's a drabanan than a deraisa. But legabe, what is the hagdara? So if it's a din min atera, so then it's much stronger that what is this din min atera? The teichen of the pasuk. The teichen mashmos of the pasuk, kishem avay ekrov agedul akenu, implies a bracha on the teira itself. So if this is teaching me a din deiraisa, then the din deiraisa that comes out is a bracha on the etzem teira, the way the Rebbe explained. If it's a din derabanan, so even though they were asmechua hakra, is not as strong the yisoi to say that the geder hachiyuv is like the pashta taish from the pasuk. It could be they were asmechua hakra, the mitzvah that gidra is like other birchas mitzvahs, but the pasuk is just like other asmachtas. Asmachta doesn't have to be exactly what the gather hachiyav is. And that says the Rebbe, it's still mistaber leima. And l'fiza yesh leima, that the Rebbe says mistaber leima, that even if it's a drabbanan mistaber leima, that the bracha is on etzem atera, is not the pshat, it's mistaber leimar because of the Alter Rebbe. Because the Rebbe says, uchidivri ad marazakim lekamon, it's uchidivri, that's an additional thing. The mistaber leimar is for the same reason that it's mistaber leimar if it's a deraisa. In other words, the mistaber leimar, once I accept that it's separate from Birchas HaMitzvahs, that the reason to say it's separate is taka stronger if it's Rabbanan than if it's Raisa, like it says in Ha'ara 6. But if I accept that it's separate, then the hagdar of this chiyuv is like the mashmos of the pasuk. So then it's stronger if it's a deraisa, because then what's the din that I'm learning from this pasuk? I have to look at this pasuk itself, and the pashtus hadrasha is that it's a bracha and it's a matera. Even if it's a drabanan, it's mistaber for the same reason, for the fact that the asmachta, once I accept, and even if it's drabanan, there's a mashmos, even though it's less than if it's even more than if it's deraisa. There's a mashmos that it's different than Birchas HaTeira. Once I accept that it's different than Birchas HaTeira, so then it's mistaber, vibalta asmechuha, is on this drasha, that the teichen of the drasha connects it with the etzem HaTeira, that even in the Rabbanan is mistaber for the same reason that the Hagdara Sachiv is also a bracha on the etzem HaTeira. Now, in the rayas that the Rebbe brings, so according to this,
the first yisoid that the Rebbe brings for this hagdara, for this taich in Birchas HaTorah, that it's a bracha, that's a matera, is from the pasuk. The pasuk side, the fact that it's a limud b'fnei atzmoi, teaches me that it's distinct from other Birchas HaMitzvahs. And the teichen of the drasha leads me to interpret it as korev l'pashto sakra, that it's a bracha on etzem hatera. Then the Rebbe further supports that with two other reasons, k'demash megam ishinu loshen habracha, and he brings that's what it's mashma from the loshen of the Alter Rebbe. What's the shinu loshen habracha? Well, we say v'harev la, no, and we say ashebach abano. This first raya, however, but this doesn't apply to the first bracha. Asher kitshanu b'mitzveisa v'tzivanu al divrei Torah, or lasik b'divrei Torah, like the Rebbe brings later in the Haaretz. That's the same nusach as we say by other brachas hamitzvahs. Adarabah, if we look at the first bracha, then the similarity to other Birchas HaMitzvahs should lead us to the conclusion that it is the same as other Birchas HaMitzvahs. So in the Ha'aras, the Rabbi Taka seems to say that. Two places. Ha'aras 6 with the star. Well, he says it's a bracha al etzem limur ha'tera mulvat kiyum ha'mitzvah shebazah. V'yesh leimar da'al kiyum ha-mitzvah hi birchis asher kitshanu b'mitzveisa v'tzivonu al divrei seira. Shebe birchis ha-shachar, b'nuscha shove l'chol birchis ha-mitzvah, v'lachin gam bar l'arishena. Rebbe says there's two or three brachas in birchis ha-tera. The first bracha, which is a similar nusach to birchis ha-mitzvah asher kitshanu b'mitzveisa v'tzivonu al divrei seira, taka a regular birchis ha-mitzvah, and that's the same as other Birchas HaMitzvahs, and that we make first, seemingly because it's a regular Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's not a special Chiddush. First we do the one that's a regular Birchas HaMitzvahs, that's L'cheir D'Pshat V'lachin Gambar L'Rishena, and then Asher Bachar Banu, over there goes this Raya that the Rebbe said. In other words, if we had just the Raya from the Pasuk, which we're going to have to deal with that, or the Raya from the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch, then it would have to be addressing Birchas HaTorah in general. But the Raya from the Shinui HaNusach is only regarding the second bracha. From the first bracha, the Raya is for Keren. The Rebbe says, Eino Chanami. Seemingly, this that we're saying that it's a bracha on the Etzem HaTorah, that's only benegiah to Asher Bachar Banu, not benegiah to the bracha Asher Kitshanu Mitzvei V'Tzivanu. This seems to be the Mahalach in the Hemshech HaSicha as well. In Ha'ara 11, in the Shulei HaGilyon, where the Rebbe speaks about, the Rebbe is asking why the Alter Rebbe says that the reason why women make Birchas HaTorah is because they're Chayavim Lumit Halachis Shalahem, like was addressed Barichas in an earlier Sicha, which is from the same Fabrengen. And so here the Rebbe brings that earlier Sicha in Ha'ara 11, that L'cheira, in an earlier Sicha, the Rebbe explained that there's a Maila in that reason of Chayavis Lumid Halachis Shalahan, because that gives them a Shaychis with the Etzem HaTorah. The Rebbe says, nevertheless, he still should have brought this reason that the women could make a bracha on the Etzem Kabbalah Satera, he said, the Kishem Avayekra Vagidu Lekenu. That's the gist of our 11, which we get back to the Aleph Beis and Gimel over there, what the Pshat in that is. But in the Shulei HaGilyon of the Ha'ara, the Rebbe brings that Aval Oid Maila Betam Zeh the Chayavis Lumid Halachis Hatzriches. Nevertheless, there's a Maila in the reason that women, that the Rebbe says that they make Birchas HaTorah because of Halachis Hatzriches Shalahem, because they have to learn their Halachis. Ki Lefiza Muvan Mashiachelis Levarech Bracha Harishaina Vitzivanu Lasik. Avorei Bir Hagrasham Seif Simem Zayim Mechatzchinachsham. Who both ask on this bracha or question this bracha? Mashenkin latam shebifnim shurak kemeishem mevarches al kol mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Mashenkin birches asher bachar banu. Seemingly the Rebbe says that ain't a chanami tak. The whole beer in the sicha
that the bracha is on the etzem ha-teira, and memelo, women have a shaykhas to that bracha just like men, and women have this chiv of kishem avaya ekra to express the simcha and kabbalah sateira, because kabbalah sateira was for women also just like men. That's all b'negeya to the bracha ashebacharban, which is it's about that bracha that we could say this chiddush and this yisayid, that the bracha is on etzem ha-teira. Mash'enke b'negeya to the bracha, the first bracha, shekichanu b'mitzvesa v'tzivanu, which is regular birchas ha-mitzves, so there you wouldn't be able to use this explanation and you would still have to fall back on the fact that they're making that bracha because it's a mitzvah saseh, because they make a bracha on all mitzvah saseh shazman grama, which is the tam and the bir hagra. Masha'enken, according to the Alter Rebbe's reason, that the chayav is lumid halachis hatzrichis lohen, so that applies even to the bracha shekichonam tzvesev tzivanu. So here seems to come out again that the Rebbe is separating and saying the whole chiddush of the sicha and the whole bir that birchas ha-teira is a different gather from other birchas ha-mitzvahs. And b'meila shayich by nashim also. And b'meila, that's the basis of the question of the Alter Rebbe. That's all b'negiyah to the bracha shabachar banu. And like the Rebbe said, the first you say it was from the shinoi hanusach, from the fact that it's hanusach shena. The bracha shekichanu b'mitzvei sevitz ivanu, which is the same nusach taka, remains a birchis ha-mitzvahs. And like the Rebbe said, in the Ha'ara 6 with the star, that bracha is taka on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is a mitzvah like other mitzvahs. That's what it seems from here, that taka remains, that this is all the yisayid is the shinoi hanusach, and it's only minigit to that bracha that has a shinoi hanusach. And that will still fit with the beer in the end of the sicha, like we're going to see. So bepashtus, you know, lachera. And this someone will ask. So if the whole beer of the Rebbe is only going to get to the bracha shebachar banu, like it's mashma, not going to get it to the bracha shekichanu mitzvesav. So just like the Rebbe says over here in the sicha, that if the Alter Rebbe would have used the beer of the women making a bracha on Birchas HaTeira, voltas nishfar emfret the bracha of Hashakichanu, and for the bracha Hashakichanu, you'd still have to come on to the fact that they make a bracha mitzvah seish asman grama. So l'cheira, how does this beer help in the end of the sicha that the Rebbe says that it uses this svara of women being mechuyev in Talmud Torah, that Alter Rebbe with that svara faremfers why women don't have to make a new bracha every time they learn Torah. That lechera, according to this, that only applies to the bracha shekichanu mitzvei sevitzivanu, mashenkin the bracha shebachar banu is taka on the etzem ha-teira. So how is it for Emfret? Then every time they learn, they should still have to make a bracha shebachar banu. V'ka'amar. The svar of the Rab Chaim, the Rebbe is Shelo, because then if it's only a bracha on the Etzem HaTeira, they should have to make a bracha, every time they learn. The svar of the Levush that it's Birchas Hanenin, that the Rebbe asks on in the Sicha, in the Fabrengen, the Rebbe also asks that if it was Birchas Hanenin, Darfin Dachmachin HaBracha, Yedim Ovas V'Land, also the same question, that every time they learn, they should have to make a bracha. The Rebbe is answering that because of the fact that the bracha is connected also with their chiyuv of Limur HaTeira, and mitzad the chiyuv Limur HaTeira, just like men, that causes that they're always connected with Limur HaTeira and there's no hafsek and they don't have to make a new bracha. But l'cheira, that's only b'negiyah to the bracha shekichanu mitzvei sevitzivanu. Just like the svara
the bracha mitzad the etzem atayra is connected only to Asher Bachar Banu and is not connected to Asher Kachonu mitzvah of Tzivanu. And if the, like the Rebbe said in this Shulei Agilian, if the Alter Rebbe would have given that reason, then for Asher Kachonu mitzvah of Tzivanu would have to come on to the explanation because they're making a bracha on all mitzvah seishas mangrama. Seemingly also vice versa. The bracha connected to the bracha mitzad der chiyuv of Talmud Torah is only benegia to the mitzvah, to the bracha of Asher Kachar mitzvah of Tzivanu, and not Asher Bachar Banu. Why don't they have to make Asher Bachar Banu every time they learn? But the answer, the simple answer to this is Lachere Pashat. Even though the svara of the Alter Rebbe, that they're making Birchas HaTorah because Chayavis Lumeid Halachis HaTzriches Shelahen is L'chaira Asvara only B'negeya to the Bracha Asher Kitshanu B'mitzveisa V'tzivanu. In other words, it's only the Bracha Asher Kitshanu B'mitzveisa V'tzivanu that the Bracha is Mitzad Echiyav. Nevertheless, L'payo Mamesh, the fact that women are Mechuyav in learning Halachis HaTzriches Shelahen, that gives them a connection with Torah. And since that gives them a connection with Torah throughout the day and causes that by them there's no hesach hadas from Torah, so that reason is good, is valid, also benegiah to the brachas asher bachar banu, v'harivna asher bachar banu, that once they made the bracha, there was no hefsek, even though the bracha asher bachar banu, even by the women, is mitzad etzem haTorah. But once they made the bracha and there was no hefsek, because even though the bracha is not because of the chiyuv, but if the fact that there is by them this chiyuv to learn halachis hatzricha shalahan, and that chiyuv is uninterrupted, b'meila there's no need for a new bracha, even the bracha asher bachar banu. The question that the Rebbe asks in the sicha, that's what most of the sikh is based on, is that the Alter Rebbe says, Nashim mevarches birches hatera sharei chayaves lumid mitzvah shalahen leideh heichlas eisen. That the reason that women make birches hatera is because they're mechuyev to learn the halachas that are negiah to them. So the question is, according to this chiddush, that the birches hatera, according to the Alter Rebbe, is on the etzem hatera. It's not a birches hamitzvahs. It's different than birches hamitzvahs. It's a bracha that expresses our simcha on the fact that the Eibishter gave us the Torah, and the Torah was given to women also, and that's what we learn from Kishem Hashem Ekrahavu Geidu Lelikenu. So that should be enough to be mechayev women in birches hatera. Why do we need the fact that their chayav is lumid halachis atzriches lahan? So in Ha'ara 11, the Rebbe brings that l'cheira there's the sicha in Parshas Ekev, v'afa pia mevur b'lekuti siches, that over there the Rebbe explained by Arichos, that we learned earlier in the year, shesvira leilad murazaken sha'ideza shenoshim chayav islumit halachis atzriches lan lasa limudan tachos v'inyim b'fnei atzm. The Rebbe brings over there, just like you see by the example from Halacha, that since halacha is needed for the aveda, so therefore it itself becomes an aveda, becomes a tachos b'fnei atzma. The same thing by women, since they have to learn Torah to know if a maisa sheyasun, so their learning Torah gets a gather of mitzvahs Talmud Torah, even though it's just a emtsai, it's a means for something else. And that's what the Rebbe explains in that sicha barichas. That's why that's the main reason the Alter Rebbe brings for women making the abracham berchis hatera. Ki mitzad zayeshlam shaychus hatera mitzad atzma kemei anoshim v'lachay noshim mevarches stam b'chol yem b'birchis hashachar ayin shem barichos. So the Rebbe here in Ha'ara 11 is asking a question on his question in the sicha. We're asking Vazdaf in Unkum. Why do we need the reason of Nashim being Mechuyiv to learn Halachis Hatzriches Lan to explain why they make Birchas HaTorah? It should be enough, the fact that they're making a bracha because Kishem Avayek is a bracha and the Etzem HaTorah. L'chaira, we explained over there that there's a reason why we bring this. There's a reason why the Alter Rebbe brings the Nashim being mechuyev to learn halachas, because that reason, explains, and gives them a shaychas to the Torah mitzad atzma, makes their limud haTorah a inyan of limud haTorah b'atzma. Yeah, that's the gist of the question. So the Rebbe explains in this Ha'ara that nevertheless we still have the question in the Pnim of the Sicha here in Hazinu. Says the Rebbe, nevertheless, he should have also brought this reason of women make baking birchas haTorah as a sniff, as an additional reason, not only because they're chayavis lumid mitzvah shalahen, but also because they're making a bracha on the etzem haTorah. Ki alef gam lefi zeh shayoches hein la etzem limud haTorah, umitzad zeh chayavis levarich ka'anashim, orei min chaschinach akopanim birchas hashvachi, ulefi zeh nashim moitziin ha'anashim ki chayavim hein min haTorah. So the Rebbe says in the first reason, well, the reason over here also gives them a shaychas to Torah, to etzem limud haTorah, as the lashon of the Ha'ara. If the bracha is on the etzem haTorah, like we said in the beginning of the Sicha, so that's something that's shayach to women, and that's also a reason that would make the bracha of women a bracha on the Torah be'etzem. So therefore, the Rebbe should have brought this reason. And beis l'fiza bracha y'akol haTorah kula v'leirak ha'alachas ha'tzricha shalahan, and the advantage would be that lo yitzarech l'chidush anal. So the first reason the Rebbe says, despite, even though we have what was explained in the Sikh and Pashas Ekev, nevertheless, we still have the question that we should have brought, at least kisnif, the reason in this Sikha, that they're making a bracha on the Etzem haTorah, because l'fiza shayachasim la'etzem limud haTorah, because this reason gives them a shayachas to Etzem limud haTorah. Just trying to understand. So the Rebbe is asking, at least bring the reason in this sicha as a sniff. Now, this is the main reason. You're right, based on what we learn in the sicha and Parshas Ekev, we'll still understand that the main reason why they make it Birchas haTorah should be the reason that Chayavis Lumi Halachis HaTzriches Lahen. But it should still bring this reason as a sniff. What's the first reason in this Ha'ara, Ha'ara 11, why that should bring the reason in this sicha as a sniff? Because gam lefi zeh shayaches hein la'etzem limud haTorah, umitzad zeh chayavis levarech ka'anashim. Because this reason also makes them equal to anashim and gives them a shayaches to etzem limud haTorah. So why then should it be only a sniff? Again, in the Ha'ara, the Rebbe is saying, based on what it says in the Sicha and Parshas Ekev, I understand why the main reason why women make Birchas haTorah is because of Chayavis Lomid Halachis HaTzriches Lahen. But he should also say that even without that Chiyav, the specific Chiyav of learning Halachis HaTzriches Lahen, they also have another reason why they make a Birchas haTorah. There's a sniff. They make Birchas haTorah because the brachas and the Etzem haTorah, and in that women aren't different than Anash. So then why is it a sniff? L'chaira, if the whole Maila, the only advantage, the only mile of bringing the reason of Nashim being Chayav Islam at Halachis HaTzriches Lahen is because that reason, even after learning the Sikh and Parshas Ekev, the only mile of that reason is because with that Svara, with that fact that they're Chayav Islam at Halachis HaTzriches Lahen, they get a Shaykhs to the Etzem HaTorah, they have a Shaykhs to the Etzem in Yilim HaTorah. And now the Rebbe is saying, but that's true also about the reason in this Sikha. So then there's seemingly no longer any advantage with the reason and the svara of the fact that Nashim Chayav Islumit Halachis HaTzriches Lahen. So then according to this, why is the reason in this sicha only a sniff? And to make it clearer, again, in the pnim of the sicha, the question of the Rebbe is, Hare l'chayre gam lulei shenashem chayavis lumid mitzvah shalahem tzriches hein levarech berchas haTorah lifanah ki gam aleihem tzarech v'yizchal amuva b'gemara. If we're learning from the Gemara Adrasha, kishem avaya ekrav u'gev lelekeinu, that there's a bracha on the etzem inyan on the fact that we are mekabel the Torah in which women are equal to anashim, understood by pashtus, gam aleihem tzarech v'yizchal. So then,
they're mechuyev in Birchas HaTorah. We don't have to give a specific reason of the fact, which is the fact that chayav is lumid mitzvah shalahen. So the question is, that reason is unnecessary, that extra fact, that extra chiyuv is unnecessary, because luleza, without that, they also are mechuyev to make Birchas HaTorah. That question seemingly still remains. So now the Rebbe is saying, no, we understand why the Alter Rebbe has to say the reason of chayav is lumen mitzvah shalahen, but he should also bring this reason as a sniff. The Rebbe in Ha'ara 11, in Aleph, thing seemingly says, I understand, based on what it says in the Sikha and Pashas Ekev, why we need the reason of Nashim Chayav Islumid Halachis Hatzrich Islahan, but since the reason in this Sikha, that women have to make Brachas Atera because they're making a Brach on the Etzem Atera, also gives them a Shaykh to Etzem Atera, so it should also bring this reason as a sniff. If this reason is just as good as that reason, just like the reason, the svara, the hasbara in the Sikha in Parshas Ekev, explains why women have a shaykh to the etzem inyan limudat Torah. Same is true with the svara in the Sikha. And this reason has an added advantage. Because you don't have to add anything. Not only you don't have to add a chiddush, which is gimel in the Sahara. You don't have to add bechlal. You don't have to bring in that chiyuv without having a whole chiddush and what the pshat in that chiyuv is. It's lulei, like it says in the pnim of the sikha. I don't have to come on to their extra chiyuv. They make a bracha, because the bracha is on the etzem atera. Bleib tochei bazei deshaila. So why would this reason be a sniff? Then, according to Aleph, then the question should be, we bechlal don't need the fact that nashim chayav is lumi, that's alachis shalayin. That fact seemingly is loy mailav loy meirid. So why is the Rebbe saying in Aleph that even when I say Aleph, Gam Lefiza, they have a Shaykhs with Etzem Liberatera, that's only a reason why it should have brought the Tam in this Sikha as a sniff.
So it seems that there's a difference between Lefiza Shayachis Hein La'etzem Limud HaTorah, that says in Aleph, in Ha'ar 11 in this Sikha, and what was explained in the Sikha in Eike Barichos, that Nase Limudan Tachlis Ve'inyin Bifnei Asma. And that's the reason why, even with what it says over here, it should only be a sniff. And l'chayre the hasbara is pashut. The b'kitzer, the chiddush, the big chiddush that says in the Sikha and Parshas Ekev is that when something is for something else, it becomes it gets a gather of a tachos b'fnei atzmi. B'nidin didan, women, in order to be able to do hamaisa asher yasan, in order to fulfill their obligations properly, so they have to learn Torah. And therefore, their learning Torah gets a gather b'fnei atzmi of learning Torah. So here is nischadish, that when women learn Torah, even though the mitzvah to learn Torah was given to men, women don't have the mitzvah of learning Torah, but their learning Torah has also a gather similar to the learning Torah of men. Since they have to learn Torah, so their learning Torah gets and the lashon of the Ha'ara and the Sikha, the Yeshlam Shaychas Letera Mitzad Atzmam Kemaya Nashim. Or the Lashon, their learning becomes Inyan Shalimud Atera. They get the gather of Limud Atera. It's the gather of learning Tera, which is something that was given to men, but it's the Inyan of learning Tera was given to women. What it says in our Sikha is not that women were given the inyan of Limud HaTorah. Women weren't given the inyan of Limud HaTorah. The Torah was given to men and women. If the bracha is not on the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, the bracha is on the fact that we're expressing our simcha that we got the Torah, so women were part of Kabbalah HaTorah no less than Anash. L'chayra, what it says in Aleph, l'fiza shayachis hein l'etzem limud ha-teira, it's not the limud ha-teira, the act of limud ha-teira. The ke'ilu, the mice of limud ha-teira. The mice of limud ha-teira that women don't have a shayachis to, that's not what the bracha is. The mice, which is pu'ulas ha-mitzvah, that's something that women have no connection to. The etzem limud ha-teira, which is kabbalas ha-teira, the etzem of limud ha-teira. The etzem of limud ha-teira is the fact that we were given that teira that we could learn. The bracha isn't on the limud itself, it's on the etzem of the learning. That's something that women could make a bracha on also. Lefizer is understood, even though in the etzem limud ha-teira, the etzem of limud ha-teira, which is the kabbalas ha-teira, in that women are equal to men, and therefore, according to the beer in this sicha, also their birchas ha-teira is similar to anashim, but it's not because their limud ha-teira has the same gedder as limud ha-teira of anashim. It's because the bracha isn't on limud ha-teira, and therefore there's a maila in the beer that's in the sicha and chelik in Parshas Ekev that, according to that, their limud ha-teira has the same gather as limud ha-teira of anashim, because they have a shaychas to limud ha-teira, because the svar over there explains why their limud ha-teira becomes a tachlis b'fnei atzma. And therefore, since saf kol saf, even with the beer in this sicha, akapanim, you have the advantage that they get us their bracha is the same status as the bracha of anashim, because they have a shaychas to the etzem of the limud ha-teira, which is the teira itself, the kabbalas ha-teira, it should bring it as a sniff. And then, Beis and Gimel, the Rebbe says, the question is still there, because there's a maila in this reason, the bracha is on kol ha-teira kula, and because that's svara that's explained in the Sichem Parshas Ekev, that they get that their limud ha-teira has a gather of limud ha-teira as a chiddush. Masheken, according to the Hasbara and this Sicha, you don't have to come on to that Chiddush. So even though if I say that Chiddush, I have the advantage that their Limud HaTeira is a gather of Limud HaTeira, but I could explain how their Birchas HaTeira is equated with Anashim. Without that Chiddush, that should be brought at least as a sniff. L'cheira, that's the Hasbara in what it says in Ha'ara 11. Now, in order to explain this, so in Sif Beis, in Sif Gimel, the Rebbe is maktim and goes into the inyan that by tefillin we find that there's a special din that they're usher in hesach hadas. And the Alter Rebbe says, ve'eni nikra hesach hadas elo kesha'imid b'schayke kalos reish. Aval kesha'imid b'yira u'misasik b'tzrochav. If he's not showing frivolness, even though he's not thinking about the tefillin, ein ze nikra hesach hadas. V'rak mitzvah min ha-mufcher shel hasich da'ati men klal. And the question, the Rebbe brings, the Shagas Aryeh asks the question, if the iser is kal v'chemer mitzitz, and by the tzitz we see there's an iser of hesach hadas, so why by tefillin is it not called hesach hadas unless he's actually oimid b'schoike b'kalos reish? So b'deiche kaya efshe letaret, says the Rebbe, that hesach hadas means he removes his das from the tefillin to the opposite extreme, which is chayk v'kalos reish. It's only considered hesach hadas when he acts in a way that's degrading to the tefillin, which is chayk v'kalos reish. Says the Rebbe, however, you can't say that the Alter Rebbe holds that, because the lashon of the Alter Rebbe is asur lasiach daiti me atfilin kol zman shein olav afilu rega echad. The lashon afilu rega echad is mashma, not a moment of not thinking of the tefillin. Seemingly that's the diuk. Shemizem mashma shinyan hesach hadas kanu kipshutei. So in Ha'ara 27, the Rebbe brings that the Shagas Aryeh there brings another raya from the Rambam, that hesach hadas doesn't mean that you can't say that the definition of hesach hadas is schaik only schaik v'kalos reish. Rather, the meaning of hesach hadas is kipshute, anything that's not thinking about the tefillin. What's the raya? The Rambam says in Perek Dal Milchus Tefillin, hamitztar u'mi she'ein daite miyushavis u'nechayna lov pater min ha-tefillin. That
that someone who's mitzvah, he's not able to have a to be focused, so he's putter from tefillin because it's impossible for him to abstain from hesach hadas. So you see that hesach hadas is not limited to schaik v'kalas reish. And like the Shagas Aryeh explains over there, this person who's mitzvah is not in a state of schaik v'kalas reish. On the contrary, he's somber. He's experiencing tzar, and nevertheless, he's not able to focus on the tefillin, and that's enough to be considered a lack of hesach hadas. So that's the raya that the Shagas Aryeh brings, that the Rambam holds that hesach hadas means hesach hadas kepshute, and not only schaik v'kalas reish. According to the Shagas Aryeh, says the Rebbe, l'chayre mikivan shegam admur hazak in hevi anal, the Alter Rebbe brings this din of the Rambam in simin lamet ches if ches, muchach shekein tzirilei gam l'admur hazakin. So if so, you wouldn't have to come on to the raya that the Rebbe brings in the Pnim from the fact that the Alter Rebbe adds the words afilu rega achas, because the raya is the same raya that the Shagas Aryeh brings in Shitas HaRambam. So first the Rebbe says that, like the Shagas Aryeh himself says, this is not can't be a raya, because you see that the Tur says this lashon, and the Tur holds that only schik v'kalas reish is a hesach hadas. Besides that, says the Rebbe, this raya in the Alter Rebbe is not a raya, because the Alter Rebbe adds the Hari Admor Hazaken Moisiv Shem Al Divrei HaRambam V'Torah Hanal. When the Alter Rebbe, although the Alter Rebbe does bring this thing that a mitzvah is part of minat tefillin, he says a mitzvah v'i efshar liyashiv daite. Avolim efshar liyashiv daite chayiv liyashiv daite olahanichan. Mitzvah is someone who's i efshar liyashiv daite. But if he's efshar liyashiv daite, he's chayiv in tefillin. And since the Alter Rebbe adds those words v'i efshar liyashiv daite, from the Magen Avraham, is a raya against this hechacha from the Shagas Aryeh, that you can't bring this proof from the Shagas Aryeh according to the Alter Rebbe. So we need a pashat to explain what it says over here. How is this hisafa of the ef shalei liyashiv daite take away the raya? Saf kol saf, it says that who's pater from tefillin. Anyone who's e efshar liyashiv daite, avalim efshar liyashiv daite, chayv liyashiv daite olanichon. Why don't I still have the same raya? So saf kol saf, that means anyone who can't focus is pater from tefillin. As soon as he could focus, he's chayv in tefillin. So you see, the criteria for tefillin is not a lack of schik v'kalas reish; it's a focus. You see, hesach hadas is any hesach hadas. Anyone who doesn't think about its film. So, seemingly the pshat is, so the Rebbe, let's finish the Ha'ara. The Rebbe says, Re'esha ma'shekasa b'reish simen chavches b'chatzai igol, mi shematre daitechulu uba mitzuyim b'amar mekemi sham v'inka mekemi. So, seemingly this end is the key to understanding what he said before, and how the Rebbe is for emphasizing this raya in the Deya, in the Das of the Alter Rebbe. In Simen Chav Ches, it says, Osir lohaniach daite me'atfilin kol zman shehein olav. You're not allowed to be Mesiach Das. Ve'enei nikra hesach hadas elo kisha oimeid b'schoik oi b'kalos reish. In the second paragraph of the new, in the Alter Rebbe says it's only called hesach hadas when he's b'schoike b'kalos reish. That's this daya, right? In the parentheses, Alter Rebbe adds, that's what the Rebbe was quoting in this ara. Oy, even though he's saying hesach hadas is only schoike b'kalos reish, he says oy shematre daite kol kach l'tzorchei haguf. That he's so preoccupied with his physical needs, with his tzarchei haguf, ad shelevavoi poine miyiras shamayim machmas tedase, to the point that he's completely distracted from any possibility of thinking of yiras shamayim because of his preoccupation with tzarchei haguf. So says
seemingly, what are we being medayik over here from the Alter Rebbe? What's the Rebbe being Oisha Matrid? That even this Deya, which is the Das HaTur, that says that Hesach Hadas is only Schoik V'Kalos Reish, but included in Schoik V'Kalos Reish is an extreme preoccupation with Tzarchi HaGuf. If he's complete, the Chisaron of Schoik V'Kalos Reish, in other words, is that it's the opposite extreme of Hesach Hadas, like the Rebbe said in the Sikha, it's a bizoyan for the tefillin. Similarly, if he's wholly preoccupied with the Tzarchi HaGuf, that becomes the equivalent of Schoik V'Kalos Reish to be considered a Hesach Hadas, even according to the opinion that only Schoik V'Kalos Reish, and not any time he's not thinking about the tefillin, is called Hesach Hadas. And to say it's Pashta Asius, that even if I say that the Hesach Hadas, that not thinking about the tefillin is not Hesach Hadas, but being unable to think about the tefillin because of his preoccupation with his Tzarchi HaGuf, that's equally considered an opposite extreme as Schoik V'Kalos Reish. Oh, so now, come back to Simen Lamed Ches, to our Simen, Siv Ches, he says, when it says Hamitzar, so the Shagas Arya wanted to be Medaik, if he's Mitzar, that's not a chisarin of Schoik V'Kalos Reish. It's just a lack of Das. It's just a Hesach HaDas Kipshute. But Alter Rebbe says Hamitzar, V'chol mi she'ein daitim yusheves alav u'nechein alav. A mitzar is including anyone who's the chesaron of mitzar is he's considered someone that he's eina efsher leliyashev daitim. This mitzar who's called Hesach Hadas is where he's so preoccupied that he's not able to be miyashev daitim. Vim Efshel Avalim Efshel Liyashev Daite Chayev Liyashev Daite Elonichon. And like the Magen Avraham brings by a Avel, his Mitzayan, over there in Sivkot Yudbeis, which the Alter Rebbe that a Avel, he has to be Miyashev Daite. Hastas that the Eine Yochel Liyashev Daite is not a Raya that the Alter Rebbe holds that even if it's not Schoik V'Kalos Reish, it's still considered Hesach Hadas. The Alter Rebbe could hold only Schoik V'Kalos Reish because it's Kseya Hafchi. But Mitzar, Ve'en Yachal Yashav Daite is included in that because that's someone who's already so Mitzar, his preoccupation with his problems and with his worries and with his personal concerns is to such an extent that it makes him unable to be mechaven daite. That's not just a inyan shlili. That's not just an absence of das about the tefillin. That's a ksei ha'apchi. That's the same category of schoik v'kalos reish. B'meila, this din of mitzar ve'ena yachal yashav daite fits with would still be able to fit with saying that hesach hadas means schoik v'kalos reish, means someone who's in a ksei ha'apchi. And B'meila says the Rebbe, the Raya of the Shagas Arya, in the Rambam, even though the Alter Rebbe says the same din of the Rambam, is not a Raya from the Alter Rebbe. That Raya you can't bring from the Alter Rebbe, since the Alter Rebbe says, Ve'ena Yochol, and if he's Yochol Yashav Daite, Heistas Takenisht Hesach Hadas. Heistas Takenisht Hesach Hadas Yischayev B'Tfilin. When is it? What's the raya from the Alter Rebbe? The raya is only from the Alter Rebbe. Says afilu rega achas. The raya that the Rebbe brings in the pnim of the sicha. That from there we see that the Alter Rebbe learns the hesach hadas is a lack of das, and not dafka schik v'kalos reish a hepech of das.